Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Right now, we're going through the book of Luke, chapters 1 and 2, and in preparation for the Advent and preparation for the incarnation of Christ. We are going to read chapter 1, verse 5 through 7, and it says this in the Amplified version of the Bible. In the days of Herod the Great, king of Judah, there was a certain priest whose name was Zacharias, of the division of Abijah. His wife was descended of Aaron, the first high priest of Israel, and her name was Elizabeth. They both were righteous, approved in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. But they were childless because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both far advanced in years. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for the but in this verse, because it says that Elizabeth and Zacharias were righteous. They were approved in your sight, and yet there was something amiss. They couldn't have a baby. And for those out there who have been in this place, I pray your supernatural peace to go over them right now, because it is hard. It is desperately painful to not be able to conceive. And they, I'm sure, bore the weight of it. I'm sure were disappointed. I'm sure entreated you many times, Lord. And you held off until they ended up giving birth to John the Baptist, which is pretty amazing. The one who made a way, a voice crying in the wilderness for Jesus to come to earth. And Lord, it was nothing that they had done wrong. It was just a part of your plan, but it felt extremely delayed to them. And they were living in the moment of it. We can read it now and go, well, eventually they had a kid, but they didn't know that in the moment. Would you give us that kind of faith in the moment to not, when we are waiting for an answer to prayer, patiently, and we get impatient and we want to see the results now? I mean, I'm an American. I always want results right now, right? And give us the patience that we need to know that you're behind the scenes doing something incredibly beautiful that we can't even see. And we're not being punished, because this scripture says that they were blameless. They were approved. So thank you for that word today, Lord. It's really important that we let that sink in. Lord, I'm also just stunned that you pick ordinary, everyday people. These were people who were following you, but they weren't well known. They weren't like awesome in terms of like everybody knew them. They were super popular. These are just ordinary folks. And you chose to do amazing things through ordinary folks. We'll see it in Joseph and Mary. You didn't come with fanfare. You didn't come with trumpet sound. You didn't come. You came in the whimper of a baby through the womb of a woman. And you sent the prophet John the Baptist in the same manner through the womb of a woman. What a beautiful picture that is, and how humble you are. You know, some of those scriptures are talking about you being humble, seated on a donkey, and we see that later in the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, right before your death. You're seated on a donkey, a humble animal. You did not demand that people call you king. You just came into our world. You wore our clothes. You interacted with people on the outskirts to show the nation of Israel that they were supposed to be that light on a hill, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Lord, that's our mandate today, and I pray that we would look out on this great big world and we would be overcome with the desire to just shine the light that you've already given us, to show people that a light is coming in the darkness. And I can't even imagine what it must have been like to give birth to God. I do have both of these names. My name is actually Mary Elizabeth. And what an amazing thing that is, just to think about. So Lord, I pray for those who feel like you haven't answered their prayers and they're in that waiting place. Give them patience, Lord. Speak life into them. Set them free from the doubts and the anger and the frustration. I know that's hard, but I do pray for it. And I pray that as we look forward to Christmas, that it wouldn't be a burdensome holiday, but a joyful, quiet celebration of the immeasurable beauty of you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of helping this podcast reach more folks, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. We also have some journals that you can get for the winter time now, so that's exciting. We have a winter journal if you want to follow along, and you can get that on Amazon. Just put in the subject line, winter journal, Pray Every Day, and you should be able to get to it. So have an amazing day, and happy pre-Christmas.